The museum made then the very prescient decision to begin collecting photography in a very serious way. And that was a time when not many other museums were looking at photography, and they weren't collecting it. They weren't building permanent collections. So as a result, the museum actually had very little competition for great things. And of course, the other major factor is that photographs were remarkably inexpensive back then. You know, when you think about a museum like New Orleans Museum of Art, at the time they realized that they might not be able to compete with the Art Institute of Chicago or the Metropolitan Museum of Art in terms of building a collection of Impressionist paintings. But they realized that they could compete with any institution for photography. And as a result of that decision, we now have one of the finest collections of photography, of art photography, in the United States.
And tell me, what makes a good photograph?
As far as what makes a great photograph, it's a difficult question. When I was making the selection for this particular exhibition, I sort of based it on a few different criteria. The first was the image. I wanted it to be a very compelling image. I wanted it to be an image that posed questions to the viewer. I wanted you to look at all of these things and say, well, what's happening here? The second criteria was the condition and the quality of the object itself. Photography is, as you know, a medium of multiples, so there are more than one of most of these things. But if other museums have another example of one of the pictures that you see here on the wall, it's probably not as good as ours. The things that you see in this exhibition are the finest examples of whatever they are. The third criteria was each picture's role in a history of photography. I very much wanted this exhibition to kind of mirror what I call the cultural ambitions of photography. And that is to say that photography has been a part of every aspect of modern life, from science photographs to forensic photography to ethnographic studies to fashion images to advertising images. And each one of those facets are well represented in this exhibition.
Is there a New Orleans section?
The history of photography is full of examples of famous photographers coming to New Orleans. So New Orleans has, in a way, played a very central role in the history of photography. And that made it very easy for me to include New Orleans in a prominent way in this exhibition, in the form of photographs by photographers that most people will know. But some will be surprised to find out that they were here and that they photographed in this city. We're now looking at one of the earliest photographs of New Orleans, a street scene by Theodor Lilienthal, who was a German immigrant but became a photographer, a commercial photographer, and in the mid-19th century, he was commissioned by the city of New Orleans. It was actually the first municipal photography commission in the United States to make a survey of New Orleans. You're looking at the Charles Hotel, so this is on St. Charles Avenue, just a couple of blocks off of Canal. The building is no longer there. Surrounding the hotel, you see all of these wonderful buildings that we know as New Orleans architecture, the wrought iron balconies. But one of my favorite details is the sign advertising John Lazarus's Great Southern Watch Depot. There's a large oversized pocket watch hanging down from the sign, and because of the great detail in this large glass negative, we know, reading the clock, that the picture was made roughly at 10:02 in the morning. So it's a wonderful kind of serendipitous detail, but a really beautiful slice of life in New Orleans in the middle of the 19th century.
And this one, it looks like it's on glass.
This is one of the photographic negatives that we have on display. It's a glass negative by the well-known New Orleans photographer E.J. Belloc. He also made an entire series of pictures of the Storyville prostitutes. This one shows a mantle. It's believed to be Belloc's own mantle. In it we see pictures of women in bathing suits in sort of posing somewhat coyly. But they're far more chaste than the pictures of the Storyville prostitutes. So it seems to be a sort of strange in-between image. We don't know of any vintage prints that were made from this negative, so we've decided to show the negative itself. And it is here beautifully displayed with a backlight so that you can really see the image in the negative.
They're all black and white, except I see a red there.
That's right. There are three color images. I should say that the date range of the exhibition runs from 1843 to 1985. We made the decision to not include more contemporary things. We hope to continue building our more contemporary collection, and I wanted to leave room for the possibility of a Photography at NoMA Part 2 5 to 10 years from now, once we've had a chance to build that collection.